I don't stand on ceremony. That's all good. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for being here. My name is Paul Barambo. I am the Artistic Director of London Pro Music Choir. And welcome to St. James Westminster on this beautiful, rainy spring evening. I hope you all brought your personal air conditioners with you. How many people here tonight are attending a Pro Music concert for the first time? Wonderful. Welcome. You picked a goodie. You picked probably the loudest one of the year. That is yeah, people in the back, you have the best seats in the house. And for how many of you is this your first time hearing Carmina Burana? Oh, you are in for a treat. I will tell you unequivocally, you have all heard the first movement, which is probably why you're here. It goes on for a bit after that. So, I have a few housekeeping items to mention before I get into the body of the program. First of all, I never leave home without it. This is my iPhone. It's an iPhone 12 mini. It's really nice. It's off! If you have an iPhone, or an Android, or anything like that that's going to beep, buzz, or ding, get it out and turn it off. Because you're like, oh no, I did it when you came in. No, you didn't. You think you did, but you didn't. So do get it out and turn it off. Thank you. Or else I will sick the percussionists on you. Okay. There is no intermission in tonight's performance. If you do need to use the washroom, there are washrooms through the door, up the stairs, and to the left. I encourage you to utilize them in between movements if you can. I will be doing some talking at various points throughout the program. That would also be a good time to wander off when I'm yakking. That would be perfect for everyone. A small announcement about tomorrow. Tomorrow morning is the Forest City Road Races. It is a major fundraiser, not only for the Thames Valley Children's Centre, but also for us, London Pro Music Choir. We partner with the Forest City Road Races, and this year we have a team of 19, I'm not going to say runners, 19 singers who are going to travel the 5-kilometer route. And as a major fundraiser, I'm bringing it to your attention because we have a fundraising goal that we would love to meet of $10,000. We are about 2/3, 3/4 of the way there. On the front of your programs, there is our lovely poster designed by our president, Ian Davies, and in the bottom left corner, there is a QR code. That QR code will take you to our website, londonpromusica.ca. If you scroll down a little bit, there is a sponsor, our team, the Harmonic Hikers. And you can sponsor us for as much or as little as you would like at tomorrow's great race. And we would very much appreciate that. There are tax receipts available for that donation. And finally, I have a lot of thank yous before we get started. First of all, a lot of that equipment up there has been donated to this performance by Central Secondary School. That is a huge help for us, so a round of applause, please. Also in that wonderful program, you will see all sorts of sponsors as well as advertisers. I encourage you to take a look at them, patronize them. These are the folks that help live music in our fair city. So please, a round of applause for our advertisers and our sponsors. You all got in here tonight in a very civilized manner, very much thanks to our team of volunteers headed up by Suzanne Edmondson. So a huge round of applause to all the folks. And finally, to you, our patrons. You could have been doing any number of other things tonight, but you decided to come here and listen to some live music. We sincerely appreciate it. We appreciate your support. We appreciate your attendance. So thank you for being here. Composed in 1936, Carl Orff discovered the texts of Carmina Burana from the Codex Buranus while browsing a used bookstore. The languages found therein include Germanic Latin, Middle High German, and Old French, all of which you will hear tonight. This codex is a collection of Galliard writings from the 11th to the 13th centuries. Now, the Galliards were young clerics during the Middle Ages, many living a monastic life who wrote satirically about the church. At that time, the firstborn male inherited his father's estate and titles. The second and thirdborn sons didn't. They were frequently sent into religious life to train as scholars and clergy. Now, these men, who often did not seek out this lifestyle, comprised the Galliards, who traditionally lived as unvowed clerics in Catholic monasteries, using coarse poetry as an outlet for their disaffections. Some chose the lifestyle of traveling minstrels who sought the pleasures of life while wandering across large parts of Europe. Composed as a work for chorus, children's choir, soloists, and orchestra, tonight we are performing an arrangement for two pianos and percussion. Carmina Burana is constructed in three acts. At the beginning of each act, I will set the scene with an overview of the coming movements. So for now, let's talk about the opening. The identical and wildly popular opening and closing movements lament the miseries dealt us by the rota fortuna, or the wheel of fortune. This is no game show, and I am not Vanna White. The wheel of fate belonged to the goddess Fortuna, who arbitrarily spun it to create suffering or blissful ecstasy for her subjects. It is only fitting that Orff titles this opening prelude Fortuna Impatrix Mundi, or Empress of the World, with these Latin titles at the cardinal directions. Regno, I reign. Regnavi, I have reigned. Sum sine regno, I am without a kingdom. And regnavo, I shall reign. As one of our altos, Natasha Regeer, wrote so perfectly in tonight's program, it is a commentary on the state of flux that characterizes the changeableness of our existence. And we are all, every one of us, in its thrall. Let's get started.
Thank you. sosteniți, consumați primunera, supra fi repeliți, pentru este religiuno de capitata, se plecum vece lituro casio capata.
Portray the decadence of spring. We begin with a chant-like melody in Vere lete facies, the joyous face of spring, steeped in ceremony and mysticism. Our baritone sings omnia sel temperat, all things are warmed by the sun, only to erupt with joy upon the arrival of April's blossoms in Ecce gratum, behold the pleasant spring. Folk dances accompany texts of young men and women chasing each other in youthful desire, in tanz, which is dance, in floret silva nobilis, the noble forest blooms, and raya, which is a round dance. The final movement of Primovere, Vere du vet alamin, in If All the World Were Mine, is a mockery of English royalty. If the world were mine from the sea to the Rhine, I would do without it if the Queen of England would lie in my arms. Hey!
Oh.
tia estas redit plu crecegi tie miseris tia Bye.
I'm having a blast up here.
So, in our next section, in the drama of In Taberna, or In the Tavern, unfolds within a rowdy tavern full of drunken, carousing men. Gentlemen?
Yeah.
Hello! The wheel distributes agony in Estuan's interius as the baritone tells of his anger, burning, and wretchedness. He invites his fellow countrymen to join him in vice. I am eager for the pleasures of the flesh more than for salvation. My soul is dead, so I shall look after the flesh. Yeah, someone got it. Our tenor then compares their suffering to a swan roasted alive on a roasting spit in Onim Lacus Coluaram. Once I lived on lakes, only to be ridiculed. Misery now black and roasting fiercely. Prepare yourselves for that. A third reveler, again our baritone, Nathan Dick, declares himself the Abbot of Cocagne. 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 There you go. And pronounces that anyone who seeks him will be stripped naked and turned away. Makes sense. And in the final movement, In Taberna Quando Sumus, When We Are in the Tavern, begins as a recounting of the immoral acts of the inebriated crowd, which includes gambling, fornication, and excess, with no fear of consequence. As the carousing continues, it transforms into a comedic kick line. You'll know exactly when it is. No, there will be no kicking tonight. Where the overindulgent tenors and basses list those who join their mischief, including mistress, master, priest, pauper, men, women, white, black, the pope, old ladies, mothers, children, merchants, Christians, the smart, and the lazy. Let's head to the pub.
Thank you.
summabas, 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 ho canensis. Et consilium meum est cum bibulis, et in secta deci voluntas mea est, et qui mane neque sierit in taberna post vesperam mures egrie dietur. Et sic denudatus, denudatus festa clamabit. Gaudia, abstulisti omnia.
Vatam, 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 vatam.
Taberna quando sumus locuramus quicitumus sunt acutum properamus cui semper in sudamus quid acutur in taberna ubi numus est vincer hoc est opus separatur sic in loco ordinatur
hoc est opus separatur sic in loco ordinatur.
Quidam ludunt, quidam bibunt, quidam indiscreti vivunt, sed in ludo qui morantur exis, quidam dedunantur, quidam vivi vestiuntur, quidam sensis induantur, ibi nullus timet mortem sempo bracomitim sor,
ibi nullus timet mortem sempo bracomitim sor, prima pranum atavini, ex hac bibunt libertini.
Vis posta bibus terco vivis quater pros Christianis contes quinquis profite confrunt.
Sexi est sotus animus manis, sepsi est sotus antimus illanis.
Octi est pro fratribus verversis, noni est pro monachis disversis. Esis pro navigantibus, ondesis pro scrantibus, ondesis pro penetantibus, prudensis pro intelligentibus.
Dam pro! Dam pro!
Segem!
Primum!
Omnes!
Sine!
Segem!
Dile bibit dila bibit servus cum ancilla bibit velox bibit piger bibit albus bibit niger bibit consens bibit vagus bibit rudis bibit
bibit operator protus bibit exulit ignotus bibit power bibit canus bibit presulit canus bibit soror bibit frater bibit canus bibit mater bibit sister bibit dila bibit servus.
They practice that. The final scene. of Carmina Burana, titled Cool d'Amour, The Court of Love, invokes the gods of love and sensuality, Cupid and Venus, to depict divine and carnal passion. Amor volat undique, Cupid flies everywhere, sung by the soprano soloist with the part of Cupid being sung by our ragazzi choir. Laments that women without a lover miss the pleasures of life, while dies nux et omnia, day, night, and everything is against me, recounts the misfortune of a man with unrequited love. The promiscuous and lustful thoughts of men who delight in the chase are depicted in Circa mea pectora, in my heart. Then the gentle, ethereal soprano solo in Trutina, in the wavering balance, perhaps Carmina's most tender moment, reveals a woman wavering between amor et pudicitia, love and modesty. Listen for how the opening melody oscillates between two different notes in an ambiguous meter as she weighs her options. After the joyous and wild Tempus est jocundum, where listeners cannot help but be moved by the boisterous music of the double chorus, the soprano's voice soars to the heavens, crying dulcissime, sweetest one, in an intense act of surrender. Known for their wit, Galliards and Orff leave us with one final joke at the expense of the church. Ave formosissima, hail, most beautiful one, initially resembles a devotional hymn to the Virgin Mary, but it turns out to be an ode to a trinity of characters who represent beauty, Blancifor, Helena, and the Roman goddess Venus. And then we're back to where we started. Orff repeats the opening movement, O Fortuna, now acting as both an end and a beginning on the wheel of fate. Shall we?
Thank you. Mandalit, Mandalit, bin gesellig und mehr nicht. Nemi mori facias, virgit, virgit, nata
totus doreo, nam amore virginale, totus aleo, novus, novus, novus amores, cordeo, cordeo, cordeo. Novus, novus, novus amores, poverio, poverio, poverio.